U105, good morning. This is the station you're listening to. It's Frank Mitchell here until the middle of the day. I'm just looking at a picture of a lovely young woman who's been in difficulty. She's 21 years old. She was flying from Birmingham to Tenerife. My attention was drawn to this by Mandy, who's listening to the show. Good morning to you, Mandy. Mandy, I hadn't peeped before, but I'm peeping now, if you don't mind me describing it as so, because I was slightly embarrassed as I put in bralette to see exactly what a bralette is. Let me give you the full detail on it. This young woman, she's 21. She was travelling from Birmingham to Tenerife, and she received comments on the clothing she was wearing while she boarded the plane to go on the holiday. She says she was surrounded by five members of staff who told her to put on a jacket. Now, a spokesman, indeed, for the airline said, "We are sorry that we upset Mrs. O'Connor." Oh, sorry, Ms. O'Connor. It's clear that we could have handled this better. This is from Thomas Cook. Ms. O'Connor said, "I was given a jacket by my cousin sitting at the front of the plane as they wouldn't leave until I physically put it on." Now, Ms. O'Connor arrived wearing trousers and a bralette, and I've looked up a bralette, and it's more than a bra, but it's not a full jacket. You know what I mean? Girls will know what we're talking about. Fellas won't have a clue. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I never heard the word before. Never mind dealt with a bralette. So it's like, it's a piece of kit that you would view as sort of good, healthy underwear, but not exterior wear, would be my analysis of it. However, I did ask Ricky, and he said, no, he says, girls regularly wear a bralette in this day and age. They don't need to be covered up as much as they used to. And he's probably a man that knows more about these things than me. So she's wearing a bralette and a pair of trousers, but Thomas Cook have apparently a policy. Their policy states that customers were wearing inappropriate attire, including items that would be offensive, or indeed if they had slogans or images, including tattoos, they will not be permitted to travel unless a change of clothes is possible. So if you have an offensive slogan on your arm as a tattoo, they'd want you to wear a long sleeve, I presume, with that. If you've got a shirt that says "Glory, Glory, Man United," I'd expect that you wouldn't be allowed on. However, you know what I mean. You get the gist of this. So they definitely have a policy in place. But this young woman, we have to keep in mind, was going from Birmingham, which I think would be cold enough, to Tenerife, and she's planning ahead. Because she's thinking, right, I'm going to wear my relatively skimpy top. By the time I get to Tenerife, I will be walking down those steps in that searing heat and I will look like a local. So that's her mindset. But it isn't the mindset of the other people on the plane, because some of them actually apparently gave off to her. And I think it may have been because she was delaying the plane. But eventually she had to put on a jacket. What I would like to know from you, and indeed Mandy would like to know as well from me, should she have been challenged? Well, you know me, I wouldn't challenge anyone in relation to what they're wearing. Sure, we're all God's children and all of that. But do let us know, 0289033105. Have you ever seen anyone on a flight wearing something really unacceptable? Something bizarre, something that you've nudged your partner and says, jeepers, look what he's wearing or she's wearing. Now, the point is, there was a chap sitting a couple of seats behind who was wearing shorts and a vest. I get the picture in my mind of Keeping Up Appearances. And you know, the big fella that used to be in Coronation Street, Lord rest him, I can't remember, Jeffrey Yates was his name in real life. I can just imagine him, the big belly, the string vest and the shorts, sitting behind this lovely young woman, I have to say. Very pleasant young woman, because she's been on television. She's now been flashed up on a screen in front of me. I'm seeing her moving for the first time. Thank you, Ricky. And she's apparently the best of a girl, but she was shaking with annoyance, considering the experience that she'd been through. Here she is telling her story.
So, as I said, I wore this outfit going through security, going through passport control.
Nobody said anything?
Nobody said anything at all. I was very hot. I had a jacket with me, actually, because obviously Birmingham's not known for being that hot. Mm-hmm. So I had a jacket with me, decided not to wear it because I felt personally hot. Got onto the plane, and the first air staff said to me, excuse me, madam, you aren't dressed appropriately, and unless you cover up, we're going to remove you from the flight.
And that was the first contact you had. Nobody said, oh, well, you haven't got a jacket.
No, nothing like that at all. So, as I said, security, past, you know, the police, everybody like that, passport control was completely fine. So then the first lady said to me, you know, I needed to cover up, I was dressing appropriately. And I said to her, you know, happy to do that. Can you just show me where it stipulates this in your policy? And I walked down the aircraft and sat down in my seat. Didn't really think anything more of it.
I love the old, I want to see your policy. Show me your policy or I'm going nowhere. So would you have been safer just to put the coat on? But once you say policy to people, it gets their heckles up. So, or is it just two women who, or two individuals, doesn't matter what sex they are, but there happen to be two women on this occasion, the stewardess and her, and they just, eyes locked, we're not going to get on here. So they stood off like two people competing with each other. 0289033105. Would you have been with the stewardess? Would you have said, yes, she needs to cover up? Presuming that you know in your mind what a bralette is like, it covers what it needs to cover, a little bit of shoulder, and it also goes down to considerably above the belly button. So you're seeing a lot of belly. You're seeing, not that this girl has much belly, you're seeing a lot of very slim, almost six-pack. You're also seeing shoulders and possibly out the side, slightly going by the picture I'm looking at, just a wee, teeny, weeny, tiny bit of breast on either side. Is that acceptable or unacceptable to be sitting beside, you know, Granny Gladys on the way to Tenerife? Would you have intervened or should they have let her be? 0289033105. Now, the girl on the flight's getting a lot of reaction. This young woman who is flying from Birmingham to Tenerife in a bralette and trousers, asked to cover up. Jeff has a point. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Frank.
Jeff, be honest with me, okay? Be honest.
Yep.
This morning, when you heard it mentioned, or you heard people talking about it, or you saw a reference on social media or wherever, did you know what a bralette was?
Yes.
I have to
say, I have two young daughters.
Oh, you have two young daughters.
I have two daughters, both in their early 20s.
Right, right.
And I've seen them go out dressed not too dissimilar, to Belfast on a Friday or Saturday night. Now, it's not provocative, it's not brazen. I just think it's complete overreaction by Thomas Cook.
Yeah, I have to say, as I said earlier, I never heard the term before, and that's why I had to look up the picture. I've seen kids dressed like that, of course, in the town, as you say.
Yep.
On a Saturday night, they'll walk past you in the street. It doesn't seem outrageous, but for some reason, the airline stewardess felt that she was underdressed.
Yes, I don't see why. As I've said, you know, there's nothing provocative or brazen about it. If it happened to have been one of my two daughters, I'd have been outraged at it. So would have, you know, and when there's a guy sitting a row or two behind her in shorts and maybe a string vest, okay, we haven't seen the photograph of what that looks like. But, I saw the photograph of her and read the article. I just think it's ridiculous.
Might there have been a wee bit of the stewardess with the stern look saying, dressed inappropriately, and then the young woman saying, show me your policy for appropriate dress. Like, once you get that sort of friction, the daggers are out both sides, they stare at each other, and it's one woman trying to outdo the other one, which more or less delays the flight then.
That's possible, yeah, but, define what is not acceptable. You know?
Yeah, but surely on a flight, you know, if you were coming, I think someone mentioned an example here, if they were coming back from Gran Canaria and they were sitting beside a woman who'd obviously been on the beach right up to more or less the last minute. There was still sand on her arm and she was showing a lot of flesh on the plane. This is coming back from Gran Canaria. Like, you wouldn't want to be sitting beside someone, primarily, who's going to, you know, rub sand up against you. I detest sand. I hate sand in my shoes or whatever. So I have sympathy for this person. But, you know, if you've got a woman sitting beside you, or a bloke sitting beside you on the plane where there's a lot of flesh, you're thinking to yourself, you know, that's all right at the poolside, but I'm now jammed up against you and I can still smell the suntan lotion off you on the way home. That's hardly appropriate.
Well, I certainly wouldn't like to sit beside somebody that was smelling either BO or something like that there.
Yeah, but even if she was smelling good, you know, would you want to be sitting beside... Yeah, well, let me put it like this, because you're saying about who draws up policy. Would you want to sit beside a woman in a bikini top going home from your holidays?
I wouldn't say there'd be any problem with it. So, you know, there's bikinis and there's bikinis.
But I'm talking about a bikini.
Yeah, but there's bikinis which are next to nothing, and there's bikinis which are there's a lot more material to them.
Well, say one that's a bit skimpy on the material. Would you want to sit beside someone like that?
Well, I suppose you'd start to maybe feel that maybe it wasn't appropriate getting down to the likes of that.
Yeah, so you've got to draw the line somewhere. This is the point I'm making. You've got to draw the line somewhere. Yeah. Thomas Cook just draw it at a higher bar.
They seem to have. But they're going to get a lot of criticism and flack from it. You know, I think they've overstepped. Yeah, certainly you shouldn't get on a plane and be dressed inappropriately, but certainly in the case of that young girl, not in my mind, and I think from what you're saying, a lot of your listeners are of the same opinion.
Yeah, most people agree with you, Jeff. There's no question about that. Thank you very much. Good morning. This is the U105 phone-in. It's Frank Mitchell here until the middle of the day.